it's time for Bombardier Memories. So to take you back in time, in January, February, to the greatest one they expect to win all the sports. This is the podcast that looks at each and every one of the 50-plus Super Bowls and tells the story of who won and why. For the fan who needs more than just a box score, this podcast goes drive-by-drive, play-by-play for the most dramatic games in history. I'm your host, Tommy A. Phillips, and you can visit my website at TommyAPhillips.com where you can find all of my books. You may wonder, do I read this from a script? Well, yeah, I am not talented enough at recording podcasts that I can go off script very well, but I am going off script at the moment. Anyway, today we have Super Bowl 46, held on February 5th, 2012 at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis between the five-time NFC champion New York Giants and the seven-time AFC champion New England Patriots. As always, we have a pop quiz and then homework at the end of the episode. The pop quiz question for today is, what Super Bowl was the last one to have a safety scored in it before this one? The answer will come at the end of the podcast. You could not have possibly picked two more different teams to reach the Super Bowl. From the AFC, you had the mighty New England Patriots. They started out the season 5-1, then suffered two straight losses, including one to the Giants. They rebounded to win their next eight games in a row to end the regular season. The Patriots scored 513 points, which was the most in the AFC, as they outscored their opponents by over 170 points. Quarterback Tom Brady had a fantastic season, throwing for 5,235 yards and 39 touchdowns, but getting beaten out for the MVP award by Aaron Rodgers. Brady's top receiver was Wes Welker, who caught 122 balls for over 1,500 yards and 9 touchdowns. Tight end Rob Gronkowski had one of the greatest seasons ever for a tight end, catching 90 passes for over 1,300 yards and 17 touchdowns. But the Patriots didn't run the ball much because they didn't have to. Ben Jarvis Green Ellis rushed for over 650 yards and 11 touchdowns and led the team in both of those categories. The Patriots defeated Tim Tebow and the upstart Denver Broncos 45-10 in the divisional round of the playoffs. They then beat Baltimore 23-20 when Ravens kicker Billy Cundiff missed a chip shot 32-yard field goal that would have tied the game. The Pats were on to their fifth Super Bowl under Brady. As for the Giants, they were a mess. They started out 6-2, including a win over Arizona, which they only got because the officials ruled that receiver Victor Cruz had given himself up before an apparent fumble. If they didn't make that ruling, then it would have been a fumble. Arizona would have gotten the ball. The Giants would have lost. Instead, they won that game. So they started out 6-2, but like I said, they were a mess because they lost their next four games in a row to drop to 6-6. So now they needed a hot finish to the season to make the playoffs, and they rebounded with three wins in their final four games, including a 29-14 win over the Jets, in which Cruz caught a 99-yard touchdown pass. They snuck into the playoffs as NFC champions, NFC East champions, by defeating Dallas 31-14 to get in at 9-7. The Giants actually gave up more points than they scored. Nevertheless, they became the third 9-7 team to reach the Super Bowl when they went on a tear in the playoffs. The Giants beat Atlanta 24-2 in the wildcard round, upset the Packers 37-20 in the divisional round, and escaped San Francisco with a 20-17 overtime win in the NFC Championship game. It marked New York's fifth NFC crown. Quarterback Eli Manning threw for over 5,000 yards. Or no, he threw for nearly 5,000 yards. But he had 29 touchdowns and 16 interceptions. His top two receivers were Cruz and Hakeem Nicks, who combined for over 150 catches and 16 touchdowns. Cruz led the team with over 1,500 receiving yards. Nicks had nearly 1,200. The Giants were not a good rushing team. Running back Ahmad Bradshaw led the team with just 659 yards and 9 touchdowns. The Patriots had a far better record than the Giants, but going into the Super Bowl, the Patriots were just 2.5-point favorites. Perhaps the Giants were given a chance because they had beaten New England earlier in the season, or perhaps they were given a chance because of what they did 4 years ago in Super Bowl 42. In any case, everyone expected a close game. The Patriots won the toss and chose to defer. It was the first time the AFC had won the coin toss since Super Bowl 31. The Giants started with the ball at their own 24. Manning converted the first third down of the game to Cruz for a first down of the 35. He then hit tight end Bear Pasco for about 9 yards, and Bradshaw picked up the first down on a toss. Manning fired to Nicks for 19 yards on the right side before the drive came to an end because he took sacks from defensive ends Brandon Dieterich and Mark Anderson. And the Giants were forced to punt. Steve Weatherford came out and kicked it down to the 6-yard line. On the Patriots' first play of the game, Brady went back the pass, and he backed up into his own end zone, pressured by defensive end Justin Tuck. Brady launched the ball downfield to no one, and referee John Perry correctly called it intentional grounding. Because Brady was still in the pocket, he didn't throw it near any receiver, and he was under pressure. So the Giants took the 2 points, got the ball back. Manning threw a pass to fullback Henry Hynoski, who broke a tackle for a 13-yard pickup. Bradshaw then ripped off a 24-yard run off the left side. Manning went back to Pascal and hit him for a first down at the 18. Nicks hauled one in at the 11, and then the Patriots got called for 12 men on the field on the next play to give New York another first down. 2 plays later, Manning threw a 2-yard touchdown pass to Cruz, and the Giants took a 9-0 lead. The Patriots were now down 9-0 before even running their second play from scrimmage. They turned things around in the second quarter, however. Green Ellis caught a screen and got to the 35. Then Brady hit receiver Deion Branch for first down. Welker called in 2 passes for 19 yards and 11 yards, putting the Patriots in field goal range. Giants defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul knocked down a third down pass, but the Patriots got on the board early in the second quarter thanks to a 29-yard Steven Gostkowski field goal to make it 9-3. The beginning of the second quarter hit somewhat of a lull as both teams punted on their next possession, and the Giants punted a second time in the quarter down to the 4-yard line. Now, the Patriots started this drive with a false start, backing them up at their own 2. Brady then threw the Welker to get out from near the end zone, moving it to the 9. Running back Danny Woodhead ran for a first down at the 15. Then Brady hit Gronkowski, picked up 20 yards. And now tight end Aaron Hernandez went on a tear. He caught 4 passes in the next 5 plays. getting a pair of first downs, with Woodhead also picking one up. Brady then hit Welker and Woodhead for a couple more first downs. Woodhead then capped off the drive with a catch over the middle for a 4-yard touchdown. That concluded the longest touchdown drive in Super Bowl history in yardage, 96 yards, and it was kind of 98 yards because they got called for that penalty to start the drive off. Patriots took a 10-9 lead into halftime. The Pats started the second half with the ball. Brady threw to receiver Chad Ochocinco for a first down, and then to Green Ellis for 8 more yards. Green Ellis then ran for a first down, and Brady completed a pass to Welker, and that marked his 14th consecutive completion, setting a new Super Bowl record. Woodhead ran for about 9 yards, and Green Ellis picked up the next first down. 2 plays later, Brady went over the middle to Hernandez for a 12-yard touchdown. Patriots now went up 17-9. The Giants responded, starting with receiver Gerald Jernigan returning the ensuing kickoff out to the 35. Manning completed a third down pass to Nix for a first down, and he hit Pascal for another 8 yards. Bradshaw plowed up the gut, got a first down at the 36, and then Nix caught a pass. He got 12 more yards, but the Giants just couldn't get it into the end zone, so kicker Lawrence Tynes kicked a 38-yard field goal, cut the deficit to 5. Tuck came up with a sack for the Giants to force a 3 and out, and the Giants got great field position with the ball in the New England 48. Manning threw to Nix on second down, and he fumbled, but Heinowski recovered it at the 34 for a first down. Running back Brandon Jacobs ripped off a 7-yard run, and then Pascal caught one for a first down at the 12. But again, the Giants couldn't punch it in, so they got a 33-yard Tynes field goal, ending the third quarter down by 2 points. Starting out the fourth quarter, Green Ellis ran for a first down to the 43, but Brady launched a deep ball that got intercepted by linebacker Chase Blackburn. He made the play on a deep ball, and even as a linebacker, made that interception. The Giants took over at their own 8. Bradshaw fumbled on his next carry, but a fellow Giant found the ball second time that happened. Manning then converted a third down with a pass to Nix, but the Giants had to use up a timeout. Cruz caught one for another first down, and receiver Mario Manningham hauled one in for 12 more yards. But a couple more plays later, head coach Tom Coughlin's crew called their second timeout, and now the Giants were down to just 1. That became big when the Giants were forced to punt. The Patriots now had the chance to run out the clock. Brady threw a pair of passes to Woodhead, picking up first downs on gains of 19 and 11 yards. Hernandez caught one for a first down, and the Patriots moved into the Giants' territory with about 4 minutes to go, just about. And Brady then went long for Welker. He was wide open, but he dropped it. The first down there would have likely pushed the clock down to the 2-minute warning and given the Patriots an opportunity to kick a field goal. Instead, they had the punt, and the Giants got the ball back at their own 12. On the first play of the new drive, Manning launched one down the sideline, and Manningham somehow called the pass in with both feet in bounds for a 38-yard gain to midfield. Patriots head coach Bill Belichick lost a challenge and a timeout by reviewing the play, but he pretty much had to throw the challenge flag at that point. Manning followed with 2 more passes to Manningham and 1 to Nix to get the Giants down to the 18 at the 2-minute warning. Bradshaw ran for 7 yards, and the Giants began to bleed the clock. Manning hit Nix for a first down, but he couldn't stop from going out of bounds. That stopped the clock at 1 minute and 9 seconds. Patriots called a timeout after a Bradshaw run, leaving just 1:04 to go. Giants had a chance now to run down the clock and kick a field goal to leave Brady practically no time on the clock, so Belichick told his team not to make a tackle on the next play. But when Bradshaw took the carry, he couldn't help himself. He ran down to the goal line, tried to stop there, but he couldn't, and he scored a reluctant touchdown with 57 seconds left. Two-point run by DJ Ware came up short, and the Giants now had a 21-17 lead, but Brady was getting the ball back. Brady needed to go 80 yards in less than a minute to win the Super Bowl. His first two passes were dropped by Branson Hernandez, and Tuck sacked him on third down. Patriots called timeout with 39 seconds left, facing 4th and 16. Looked like the game was over, but Brady somehow converted with a pass to Branson for first down at the 33 with 32 seconds to go. Hernandez caught one for another first down in New England 44, and Brady spiked it with 19 seconds left. On the next play, the Giants had 12 men on the field. Brady tried launching to Hernandez deep, but the pass fell incomplete, and now only 9 seconds remain. After an incompletion to Branch, Brady tried the Hail Mary. His pass went high into the end zone, got batted. Gronkowski, who had been fighting an injury sustained earlier in the game, he was right there. He had a chance, but he was just a little short on his dive. He couldn't get to it, and the ball caromed to the ground, just out of reach. The Giants had won Super Bowl 46, 21-17. Manning was named Super Bowl MVP for throwing for 296 yards and a touchdown. That makes sense, but if I were to give out an award, I'd have to give it to Justin Tuck. He had 2 sacks, and he caused the intentional grounding call on Brady that gave the Giants 2 points. That safety was the first since Super Bowl 25, when the Bills' Bruce Smith sacked the Giants' Jeff Hostetler in the end zone. Super Bowl 25, that is the answer to today's pop quiz question. The best player on the losing team was Brady. He threw for 276 yards and 2 touchdowns while getting picked off once. He put his team into position to win, but the defense just couldn't hold that late lead. As for a player who was anything but valuable, I'd have to give that to Ocho Cinco. The big name pickup caught only one pass for 21 yards. I realize he wasn't on the field much, but there was a reason he wasn't on the field. Belichick clearly felt that he shouldn't be out there, making his acquisition kind of pointless. The best player you don't remember? Tight end Bear Pascal. He caught 4 passes for 33 yards and made his catches in big spots. He ended up carving out a 7-year career out of it, including his first 5 years with the Giants. The biggest play of this game, of course you remember it, is Manningham's 38-yard catch down the sideline on the Giants' final drive to help set up the game-winning touchdown where he barely got both feet in bounds. Manning to Manningham became a catchphrase after this game. But the biggest play you don't remember? That would be Brady's incompletion on a deep ball to Hernandez on a play where New York had 12 men on the field. Had that pass been completed deep downfield and Hernandez tackled in bounds, the clock would have stayed stopped because of the penalty, which would have been declined. Even though New York committed a penalty on the play, it worked out for them since they got the incompletion and 10 seconds ticked off the clock. The NFL implemented a rule change because of this that now 12 men on the field is immediately flagged and the play is shut down if the snap is imminent, as it was in this case. This week's homework is out of the blue, the Giants' shocking super season by the New York Daily News. A bookstore near my house had this book on sale for a ridiculously low price because it was going out of business. Had I thought of it, I should have just bought all the copies and sent them out to any listeners. Sadly, I didn't think of that at the time, but you can probably find this book for pretty cheap online regardless. Out of the Blue is the name of the book. Giants won their fourth Super Bowl and eighth NFL championship overall, putting them into third place all time when it comes to league championships. Only the Packers with 13 and the Bears with 9 have more. That is the true championship count, not the post-1967 count of only Super Bowls that gets used by most people. Giants are truly one of the greatest franchises in NFL history. Next time, we will black out in the middle of a Super Bowl. It's one of the craziest Super Bowls of all time, Super Bowl 47, which includes a big day by the Ravens' Joe Flacco, a kickoff return for a touchdown, a thrilling comeback, a no-call on a tightly covered play, an intentional safety, a free kick on the game's final play, and of course the stadium losing power halfway through all of that. Get your popcorn ready for Super Bowl 47, hopefully coming in a couple of weeks, as long as I'm able to do so. Until next time, this is Tommy A. Phillips. You can visit my website at TommyAPhillips.com. You can find all my books, including The Orange Bowl, A Complete History, my newest book. Till then, so long.